Reading from the Art of Chanting, Chapter 8, continuing from yesterday. Yesterday we were describing, this is prayers and the holy name. So we're describing the role that the Goswamis play and also Lord Nisringadev plays in terms of improving our chanting and bringing our chanting to the proper platform of Shuddha Nam. That before we take off and fly in the skies of chanting the holy name every day, we should taxi on the runway of offering, of preparing ourselves for a proper flight, fastening our seat belts, making sure we have an in-flight movie and plenty of food to eat and a nice seat by the window. So we should prepare ourselves for chanting the holy name every day by offering different prayers, which of course Prabhupada instituted as part of the daily program of ISKCON. But most people live home and they become negligent in the aspects of the morning program in ISKCON because they think it's irrelevant, or they're too busy or forgetful. So they don't recite the 10 offenses every day before they chant. And they don't chant the Shikshastakam, and they cut corners here and there because of time factor or whatever. But they're actually cutting their own throat, because these are indispensable parts, right? Rather I should say, these are indispensable practices to the proper chanting of the holy name and Nam Bhajan. So the small prayer we gave for the six Goswamis, that's chanted by practically every Gaudiya Vaishnava. Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Bandan, Yahoite Bignash Abhishta Puran. This is Narottam Das's song. Most of the Gaudiya Acharyas, they request their disciples to chant this prayer 10 times every morning before they chant on Japa. And then we included the relationship of Lord Nisringadev to Radha Govinda Prem, which is a unique contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to bring in this Aishwaryamayi Bhagavan, and Aishwaryamayi Leela, and show how this connects with the Madhuryamayi Leela of Radha Govinda and the Prem Seva of Radha Govinda. It's a very unique contribution. So that we should take advantage of praying to Lord Nisringadev to vanquish our anarthas and aparads so we can clear the way for pure chanting. Now this particular section is called Two Brothers Remove Offenses. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda will quickly remove nam-aparads from faithful chanters. So our acharyas, our Mahajan Acharyas like Krishnadas Kaviraj, Haridas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and others, Vishnu Chakravarti, they are giving us various hints and ideas how to improve our chanting, how to fix our mind, how to control our wayward mind, pacify our mind, steady our mind, so we can chant more properly. So he's explaining here in this one verse from Adi Leela, chapter 8, verse 31. Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Esava Vichar Nam Laite Prema Dena Vahaya Shudar. If anyone has a book, this is page 118. Now 119, translation. Krishnadas Kaviraj said, one will be cleansed of all offenses very quickly by chanting the holy names of Chaitanya and Nityananda with a little faith. Then, as soon as one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will attain prema and tears will flow from his eyes. Nam layate prema dena vahi ashudhar. Ashudhar, he will be holding ashu. He will be holding tears. His eyes will be holding tears. Layate prema dena. Prema will be given to him. The Nam will give prema to him. So this is part of the approach, the runway, the approach to the holy name. The six Goswamis, Lord Nisringadev, Gauranitai. Now, the next entry is Panchatattva Mantra and the holy name. Generally, we chant the Panchatattva Mantra, which includes the name of Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastani Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So that chanting of the Panchatattva will have the same effect. If we chant the Panchatattva mantra with a little faith, we will become cleansed of all offenses, And then as soon as we chant the Maha Mantra, we will attain prema and tears will flow from our eyes. Because Chaitanya's name is also in the Panchatattva Mantra, and Nityananda's name is also there. But to preface that idea, which we're quite familiar with, I brought out the emphasis of these two names, Chaitanya and Nityananda, which Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying. He's saying anyone chants the name Chaitanya and Nityananda, he'll get this phal, this benediction. This is called a phal, a blessing of the Mahajan. So this Panchatattva Mantra, according to Surup Damodara's Karacha, each member of the Panchatattva embodies a particular form of shelter, which means ashray. Sincere devotees will humbly approach each member of the Panchatattva to beg for his mercy and shelter in order to progress in bhakti and attain the ultimate shelter of Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is a very interesting revelation from Sarup Damodara Goswami. Sarup Damodara Goswami is the Shiksha Guru of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami and Haridas Thakur and so many other great acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because when these devotees would approach, or when they approached or met with or associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, they would ask Lord Chaitanya for some shiksha or instructions. And what would Lord Chaitanya say? You should go to Sarup Damodara. Go to Sarup Damodara and take instruction from him. So for 16 years, Raghunath Das Goswami was living in Jagannath Puri, receiving instruction from Sarup Damodara Goswami. Although Lord Chaitanya gave him some brief instructions because of his insistence, he gave a few verses. Bala na kaivo, you know that verse, don't wear fancy clothes, don't eat opulent foods, and this type of thing. Don't associate with materialistic people throughout the day and the night. Remember Radha and Krishna, Ratri Dine, Radha Krishna Smaran. Always remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna throughout the day and night, Ratri Dine, or night and day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a few instructions. But Sarup Damodara was the basic Param Guru. And who is Sarup Damodara? He's the Guru in Gaur Leela, and he's also the Guru in Krishna Leela. Because in Krishna Leela, Sarup Damodara is whom? The Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi is the Prem Guru of Srimati Radharani. Of course, Radharani is the Prem Guru of Krishna. But her Guru is Lita Sakhi. And she's also the Guru of all the Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, etc. As Sarup Damodara was the Guru of Shiksha Guru of Rupa Goswami in Gaur Leela, then Sarup Damodara and Krishna Leela Lita Sakhi is the Guru of Rupa Manjari. And our guru also. The Lita will teach so many things to the Sakhi Manjari, the Pran Sakhi, when they attain the Bhoma Vrindavan Leela. They will be under the tutelage. That Sakhi Manjari will also come under the tutelage of Ishaka and Lita Sakhi and Rupa Manjari. So here, this instruction is being given from the diary of that same person, Sarup Damodara Goswami. So this is an extremely significant and important teaching here that will help us improve our chanting of the holy name. Generally, most all of us understand, as I mentioned, Prabhupada has so carefully given us so many, all the essential elements to chant Shuddha Nam and attain Radha Krishna Prem or Radha Govinda Prem in Vrindavan with this morning program and the whole presentation of ISKCON, centering on Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Vidhi. The center is on Bhagavad Vidhi, supported by Pancharatrika Vidhi, but the main thrust is Bhagavad Vidhi. And study of the Bhagavat, dissemination of the Bhagavat, Panchanga Bhakti. Basically, Prabhupada emphasized Panchanga Bhakti and Ekanga Bhakti. Panchanga Bhakti is to live in a holy place, live in the temple. The temple is a holy place. The temple is a spiritual world. So that's the first limb is Maturavasa Stale. This is called Panchanga Bhakti. There are nine limbs, Navavida Bhakti or Navanga Bhakti. Nine limbs, but then there's also five limbs. And then there's Ekanga Bhakti. Ekanga Bhakti means the Param, the Mukhya Anga. The Mukhya Anga is non-sankirtan. This is the most important, the most powerful, and the most important limb of devotional service is non-sankirtan. So Prabhupada based ISKCON on the Panchanga Bhakti. Atura Vasisthali, to live in a holy place, temples are Vaikuntha, or you can say the temples are Vaikuntha, Prabhupada said that, to indicate that they're Vaikuntha. What does Vaikuntha mean? They're free from anxiety, at least they're supposed to be. In the temples there should be no anxiety. If people are actually living as devotees, then they'll be very happy, peaceful, blissful, cooperative. But if there's party spirit and personal ambition, if there's party spirit and personal ambition, then it'll be backbiting, politics, diplomacy, fighting, envy, and lots of kunta. Lots of kunta and lots of chinta. No, it won't be Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means without kunta. It won't be without anxiety. But at any rate, Prabhupada said the temples are Vaikuntha. But moreover, if you think about it, the temples are actually Vrindavan. Because Radha and Krishna are not in Vaikuntha. Radha and Krishna are in Vrindavan. So if we worship the deity in a temple with a mood of Braj, with a feeling of Braj, then we're living in Braj. Because wherever your mind is, that's where you are. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur, and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. And the devotees, the Dvaitacharya and Nityananda, they tricked him and put him in a boat and took him to Shantipur. You know the pastime is there. And when they got there, then he realized, wait a minute, you tricked me. This is not Vrindavan, this is Shantipur. And then Advaita said, Mora Mani Vrindavan. He said, your mind is always in Vrindavan. You're always in Vrindavan because your mind is always in Vrindavan. Therefore, wherever your mind is, that's where you live. So if you're in a temple in Delhi or Heli, of course we call it Heli, naturally. You know very well. Heli, smelly, Delhi. Of course it's becoming less smelly now with a CNG. But still it's smelly by Braj standard. At any rate, you're living here, but you're worshipping Radha and Krishna. And you're thinking of Vrindavan, you're thinking of Radha and Krishna. Then you're in Vrindavan, so you're doing Mathura Vasisthali. Stali means to reside in Mathura Mandala. So Mathura Mandala, what is Mathura Mandala? Does it mean to just live there and pass through like a pig and watch TV with your satellite dish and eat pizza in the MVT? That's living in Vrindavan? That's not living in Vrindavan. That's living in Maya. Living in Vrindavan means to be absorbed in the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, to be absorbed in the service of Radha and Krishna. So if you're living in Delhi and you're always absorbed in the service of the temple deity, Radha Partha Sarathi, or we have to make their garlands, or we have to organize the kirtan, or we have to put on a play for Janmashtami, we have to get the children to act nicely, we have to have rehearsals, I have to write a script, we have to sing some songs, and this is for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, and everything's for the pleasure of the deities, then you're living in Vrindavan much more than anybody living in so-called this land of Vrindavan. It's by heart. We live in Vrindavan by heart. What did Dvaitacharya said? Mora mani Vrindavan. He didn't say mora sharir, mora deha. He didn't say your body is in Vrindavan, did he? He said mora mani. Mani means heart, mind. Your heart is in Vrindavan. So this is the first limb of Panchanga Bhakti, to live in Vrindavan. So everyone's living in Vrindavan. It's up to you. Everyone's thinking, oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. I have to buy a flat in Vrindavan. I have to steal some money from life membership. You know, I'm a life member, so I have to steal some money so I can buy land in Vrindavan, right? This is a pretty common practice. I have to steal money from life membership so I can buy some land and make a house in Vrindavan for my retirement. But such a person will never, ever live in Vrindavan. Never. Never. Impossible. Because you're a thief. You have a house in Vrindavan, you have an apartment in Vrindavan, that's it. Your Vrindavan vas is like sewer vas. Sewer? Sewer vas. Pig vas. Pig, you know pig? Is the pig in Vrindavan? The pig is living in Vrindavan? What is his business there? His business is eating and sleeping and passing through. He's thinking of Radha and Krishna? He's pleasing Radha and Krishna? Of course you could say so. He's keeping the dam clean. He's doing dam seva. Inadvertently, unknowingly, a gyata sukriti. So this is the point. This is one anga. And the other anga is nam sankirtan, which I mentioned. So that's going on everywhere in the temples all day long. Then the third anga is bhagavat shravan, rasika bhakta sahasanga. to hear the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is going on every day. And the fourth Anga is Srimurti Shata Seva. To serve the Murti, serve the deity with faith. So everyone in the temple community, they're serving the deity, and they should all be connected with the deity. This is our deity, our family deity. It's our Kula, what do they call it? Kula Deva. It's our Kula Deva. This is our family, Kula. This is Gopal Krishna Kakula. Gopal Krishna Kakula. Everyone's one guru place here, one tier system. So this is the family, the Guru Kul. The Guru Kul, the family of the Guru. And this is our Kula Deva. This is our Lord, Radha Parthasarathi. So everyone is here for their pleasure. Everyone is acting for their pleasure. Thinking for their pleasure. Speaking for their pleasure. Moving for their pleasure. Sleeping. I'm sleeping for their pleasure. My sleeping is also seva. I am bathing and I'm dressing for their pleasure. I have to sleep. If I don't sleep, I can't serve them. So sleep is not separate from bhakti. Sleep is also bhakti. If you sleep too much, then it's bhog. Just like if you eat too much, even if it's prasadam, then you're a bogey. You're supposed to do prasad seva. You're supposed to honor prasad, not devour it. Not consume it. We don't consume prasad. We honor it. We take just a little, whatever we need. Maybe something comes in front of us, jump on bhog. Maybe we eat one of everything. Like I've seen sometimes Prabhupada would have a big plate of prasadam. He would take something. But the total of everything he took would be like, maybe this much, one palmful. 56 items in one hand. One, the smidgen of this and a smidgen of this means tiny bit. So like this, we have these limbs, these panchanga bhakti. What do we have? We missed anyone? I said it, sadhusanga. The fifth one is sadhusanga. So you can see, sadhusanga, the temples are full of saintly devotees and Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. The lady devotees, they're Vaishnavis, and when new people come, they give their association, they train them, they guide them, they help them. The ladies help the ladies, and the gents help the gents. We have our youth forum. I think maybe they have youth forum for men and also maybe ladies division. I heard something like that. So in this way, anyone comes here, they get sadhusanga. So anyone that comes to the temple, it comes to this kind, immediately they're engaged in Panchanga Bhakti, which Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that any one of these limbs, they're so powerful, these five limbs are so powerful, that any one of these limbs, if one becomes absorbed in it, he can attain Krishna Prem. So we're not only doing one, we're doing all five every day. So how will we not get Krishna Prem? So this is so merciful, Srila Prabhupada. So part of that, in our non-sankirtan, our execution, Prabhupada said, yes, chant the Panchatattva mantra before you chant Hare Krishna. This will help you purify your heart and remove offenses so you can chant purely and attain very quickly. Quickly rise to the platform of Namabhas and then quickly come to the platform of Shudanam. Prabhupada told us that, and we're following. So now this is not something new or change, simply an elaboration, and this entry from the diary of Sri Damodar enables us to go a little deeper, enables us to become a little more involved with the Panchatattva. Because now we say, Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna. But who is Srivast Thakur? What is his relationship to me? What is his relevance to me? What benefit can I derive from him? What help can I get from him? What is my involvement with him? Who is Gadadhar? What is my relationship? How can he help me chant the holy name? What kind of positive energy can he give me? What kind of positive direction? What kind of mercy can he give me? Well, that's being revealed here by Sri Damodar. So every morning, so this is part of our daily routine, as they say. Daily routine. Rise, brush your teeth, clean your tongue, take a bath, put on tilak, put on your clothes, cook the lunch, cook the breakfast, send the kids to school. It's called daily routine. So we call it Nitya Kriya. Nitya Kriya means our daily activities. Nitya Kriya and Bhajan. Bhajan Kriya. Right? Bhajan Kriya. Nartha Nivarti. Bhajan Kriya and Nartha Nivarti. So we're doing Bhajan Kriya. And Bhajan Kriya includes Nitya Kriya. Daily activities. It's our daily spiritual routine. Yoga Abhyas. Called Yoga Abhyas. So this, the most important Anga of Bhakti is the Nam Sankirtan. So we should do it right. Start right, finish right. do it right. This is the basic Western motto. Western people have the idea, if you're going to do something, do it right. And Indian people have the idea, if you're going to do something, do it as fast as you can, and God, who cares what happens? Don't think, what is it?
It's for the sake of it.
Yeah. Do whatever you have to do just for the sake of it. But don't put your heart in it, don't put your mind in it, and don't try to do a good job, because then you won't be Indian. This is the standard operating procedure of India for the last so many hundreds of years. But in the West, people, at least they used to, nobody likes to do anything. Western people and Indian people, everyone's basically lazy. No one likes to work. Lazy is a spiritual tendency, actually. Because in the spiritual world, everyone's in Leela. No one's working. Everyone's enjoying. They're enjoying serving Krishna. So everyone's basically lazy. When the Western people have the idea, well, I'm lazy, I don't want to do anything, but since I'm going to do this, since I decided I'm going to do this activity, I might as well do it right and perfectly, to the best of my ability. But in India, they don't have this idea at all. Well, okay, they have the same thing, well, okay, I don't want to do this, I'm lazy, I want to sleep, I have to do this, let me just do it any old damn way and get it done with. This is not very good. So if we have this mentality or this bhav when we come to the temple, in the service of Krishna, we should give it up right away. Give it up very quickly. Otherwise, we'll never attain pure bhakti. This is a dirty, dirty approach. This is not the way Mother Yashoda cooks an offering for Krishna. It's not the way Radharani makes a garland for Krishna. It's not the way the coward boys massage Krishna. They do it methodically and attentively, TLC, tender loving care, and perfectly. They don't think, oh, let me get this over with. Let me make Lala's breakfast as fast as I can so I can watch the soap opera. Right? You think Mother Yashoda is thinking like that? Let me whip something together here for Lalaji so I can go watch the soap opera or go watch the cricket match, Pakistan and India, or what's the Gokul and Mathura. The Gokul Mathura cricket match. Semi-finals. And she doesn't think like that. So every day before we chant the holy name, we chant the Panchatattva mantra. So now we can break it down and take a little more time and approach each of the individual members. We can approach each of the individual members who are so beautifully represented in Mayapur. Now we have the Panchatattva deities, and you may have pictures of them or to worship and remember. And they're very, very beautiful and attractive, each in their own way, and they're made very particularly and exactly according to the scriptural descriptions. Each one is a slightly different color of red. Golden. There's Raktagor. Nityananda's Raktagor. Raktagor means he's gold with a reddish tinge. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Sonar Gauranga. He's yellowish gold. So in this way, because this is the reality in the spiritual world, so many of the parishads, they have golden bodies, but they're slightly different. If anyone knows about gold, if you're familiar with gold in this world, the metal gold, there's green gold, there's blue gold, there's white gold, there's yellow gold, there's different shades of gold, which you may know or may not know, but anyway, those golds are there. From different countries, when they mine the gold, then the different colors in gold have different value. It's not all one. You've heard 24 carat, and you've heard 18 carat, and 14 carat. It's also different colors. At any rate, so now when we approach Srivas, we say, well, wait a minute, Srivas, you're somebody very special to me. Because my guru, my Shiksha guru, was the Shiksha guru for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Every Gaudiya Vaishnava will take instruction from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he's teaching us, listen, you're my student, you're my disciple, you should learn this, you should follow this, you should incorporate this into your bhajan. In the morning, before you chant japa, you should approach the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, and you should pray to him, oh Srivas, you are Shuddha Nam Ashraya. You are a particular type of Ashraya, you are the shelter of Shuddha Nam. You are the reservoir of Shuddha Nam. You have the ability to give me Shuddha Nam. You can bless me with Shuddha Nam because you are Narada Muni. You are the Bhakta Avatar. You are the emissary of devotion who is traveling all over the world to give everyone pure devotion with your teachings, Narada Pancharatra. Narada Bhakti Sutras, and by your touch, by your kripa, by your mercy, by your glance, and your appearing in Gaur Leela as Shivas Thakur. So I beg you, I hold on to your feet and beg you, please, bless me, because I am a long way from Shuddha Nam. I am committing so many aparads to the Vaishnavas, to the Holy Dham, to the living entities, to the deities, to Bhakti Devi herself. I am in a boat of offenses. Please bless me. Please help me rise to the platform of Shuddha Nam. This is our goal, to chant pure name. So, in his book he's describing, which we've translated here, Srila Sruv Damodar says that Srivas Thakur is the Shuddha Nam Ashray, the shelter of the pure holy name of Krishna. In other words, by remembering, by praying to, and by chanting the name of Srivas Thakur, who is non-different from Narada Muni, one will attain his mercy and the ability to chant Shuddha Nam, the pure holy name of Krishna. So this is an extraordinary gift, an extraordinary opportunity, an extraordinary form of mercy revealed to us by our Shiksha Guru, our Mahajanacharya. The Mahajanacharya for the Gaudiya Sampradaya is none other than Srup Damodar Goswami. So when someone gives you a tip, then you take advantage of it. If you're in a stock exchange and someone says, listen, they're going to devaluate platinum or something, so you should buy platinum. Now it's only 100 rupees a gram. But next month it'll be 500 rupees a gram or something. Oh, he gives you a tip for investing. So then you invest and you buy all this platinum. And then a month later it goes from 100 rupees a gram to 500 rupees. It's a big thing. It's a tip. And you take advantage of it and you get the profit. So in the same way, our Shiksha Guru, Sri Damodar, is giving us a tip because everyone is struggling. Everyone is striving for and trying his best to chant Shuddha Nam. So we, in this regard, in this endeavor, we need all the help we can get. Right? So he says, listen, you know who I am? Like if someone says, I'm looking for money. Someone says, I'm looking for money. And then someone walks up to him and says, you know who I am? I am Kubera. I'm Kubera. I am the treasure of the demigods. Are you looking for money? Yes, yes, I'm looking for money. How much you want? So if you bump into Kubera, then there's a good chance you may get some donation. He has lots of money. So we're looking for Shuddha Nam. So who's giving out Shuddha Nam? Shivas Thakur. So this is very important. It's a shelter. We want that shelter. He's that ashraya. I mean, he's a shelter. He's a reservoir. Reservoir means a large body of water. Reservoir. He's a large body of mercy, a specified form of mercy. What specified form? The speciality. His contribution is to give us Shuddha Nam. Advaitacharya is the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. He's a shelter of the Pancharatrika Vidhi process. So what I was explaining in our sadhana bhakti, we are following, it's like a railroad track. We're following two tracks. One track is Pancharatrika Vidhi, and the other is Bhagavad Vidhi. So Bhagavad Vidhi is the goal, to simply serve Radha and Krishna in pure love. To serve Radha and Krishna, this is the goal, this is the prayojan, the necessity. To engage in a nitya prem seva, Radha Govinda and Braja Gokul, in the spiritual world. This is the goal of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, to support that Bhagavad Vidhi, we require some tantra, some various tantra and mantra. So these tantras and mantras are given to us in various Pancharatrika Shastras, such as Pancharatrika, Narada Pancharatra, the Narada Pancharatra, and Shandila Muni, Shandila Rishi Shastras. There's many, many Shastras like this. Because the Pancharatrika Vidhi, this provides a group of mantras, rules, yamas, niyamas, do's and don'ts, regulations to modulate our behavior, to purify our senses, to control our mind through various tantric processes. These are white tantric processes, not black tantric. So this is called Pancharatrika Vidhi. We have Gayatri Mantra, we have Puja, we have Artik and Archan. All these aspects that we do are all part of Pancharatrika. So the ashraya for these various processes, which are part of the vidhi, this is part of vaidhi sadhana and also raganuga sadhana, there's also pancharatriki there. These are all the foundation or background which will help us come to the platform of pure Bhagavad vidhi or pure Bhagavad marg. It's called the Bhagavad marg and the pancharatriki vidhi. So therefore, this Mahavishnu, Sadashiva Mahavishnu, who is none different than Sri Advaita Acharya, he is the ashraya of the pancharatrika vidhi process. So we want to perfect our practice of Gayatri mantras, Diksha mantras, Krishna mantra, Guru Gayatri, and we want to perfect our, we want to be pure and offenseless in our deity worship, and we want to be pure and offenseless in our sadachar. So all these different limbs of pancharatrika vidhi are under the jurisdiction of Advaita Acharya. So we can pray for his mercy that we can execute these limbs of pancharatrika vidhi correctly, without offense, and very purely, because this will prepare our heart and purify our mind so that we can very quickly come to the platform of pure service of Radha and Govinda. This is the idea. The pancharatrika vidhi process includes Gayatri Diksha, Archan, and strict regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti, the 64 limbs of devotion and nectar devotion. You can read those. Those are all coming from Pancharatrika and also different Tantra Shastras. Chaitanya Bhagavat tells that Advaita Acharya Prabhu worshipped Mahaprabhu according to the rules of Pancharatrika, found in scriptures like Narada Pancharatra. So he himself, because he was a famous Brahmin of Shantipur, he was a famous Acharya and Brahmin, he was about 60 years older than Lord Chaitanya. 60 or 70 years, he was about 70 years old when Lord Chaitanya was born. That's why we see Advaita with a big gray beard, right? Big gray beard. When Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya has flowing black locks over his shoulders. And the next time was Advaita Acharya with flowing white locks of hair over his shoulders and a long white beard, because he was like 80 years old. No, well, Sankirtan movement, it was started when Lord Chaitanya is about 20 or so. So Advaita Acharya is about 90. He lived to be 120 or so. So he's 90 years old. So naturally, when you're 90, you have a few white hairs. Or maybe even when you're 29. Or maybe 25. Would you believe 24? In Kali Yuga, people get gray hair when they're 20. Things are really upside down nowadays. So is that clear so far? Mahan, is it clear? Because you have to convey these points. The conclusion is, one should remember, pray to and chant the name of Sri Advaita Acharya, the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya, in order to advance on the path of Vaidhi Bhakti and enter the path of Rag Marg. Without the mercy of Sri Advaita Acharya, no one will be able to perfect his chanting of Hare Krishna or rise from the level of Sadhana Bhakti to the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Because in our practice of Sadhana Bhakti, there are all these rules and regulations, Yama Niyama, 64 limbs, and we inadvertently, because of ignorance, or because of indifference, or because of weakness of heart, or because of offensiveness, or let's say enviousness, we make offenses. We commit so many offenses, Sevaparad, Vaishnavaparad, Dhammaparad, and that creates a great stumbling block for our advancement on the path of Vaidhi Sadhana. Vaidhi Sadhana, if properly done, should bring us to the platform of Raganuga Sadhana, which means that when we perform Vaidhi Sadhana properly, we develop intense greed to follow the resonance of Vrindavan in a particular mood or mellow. We become very greedy, but if we're making offenses right, left, and center in all of our activities, then it might take lifetimes to progress to the second level of sadhana. There's two levels of sadhana. Biology 101, biology 201. And they have in college, different levels. So we have sadhana bhakti 101 and sadhana bhakti 201. And when you graduate, you go to bhava bhakti. So therefore, Advaita Acharya, he's very helpful to us, because one of the biggest problems we have, why do we make offenses, why are we so imperfect in our performance of sadhana, is because of false ego, ahankar. Ahankar is a big problem at every step of the game. So Mahavishnu was the controller of ahankar, because Mahavishnu was Sadashiva, and Sadashiva controls ahankar, Sankarshan. You can read in Bhagavatam, fifth canto. Fifth canto describes how Lord Sankarshan, Anantashesh, is in charge of ahankar. So therefore, by praying to Lord Shiva, who is a devotee of Anantashesh, or Sankarshan, praying to Lord Shiva, we can pray to Gopishwar Mahadev, we can pray to the Digpal British Shiva of Mayapur, or Nandishwar Mahadev, or Chakaleshwar Mahadev, or Bhuteshwar Mahadev, or Pipaleshwar Mahadev, or Kameshwar Mahadev, or Gokarneshwar, or so many other Mahadevs. We can pray to the various Mahadevs or Shivas of Vrindavan. My dear Lord Shiva, please, you are worshipping Sankarshan, and Sankarshan is your Ishta. Sankarshan is the Ishtadev of Lord Shiva. That's why he has these cobras around his neck. These cobras represent Anantashesh, Lord Sankarshan. That's his Ishtadev. So we can pray to Lord Shiva, who is accessible to us in every corner of every street. There's a Shiva temple. And we can pray to especially Gopishwar Mahadev. You are the Digpal. You are controlling the entrance to Vrindavan. But what's keeping me from Vrindavan is my offenses. I'm making so many offenses. And why am I making offenses? Because of false ego. Because of my false ego, I have so much purusha. We're making offenses because of ahankar, false ego. So this false ego, it manifests in what they call purusha abhiman. Purusha abhiman means the mentality that I am the purusha, whether we're man or woman. Purusha generally means man, but purusha actually means the enjoyer, the enjoying principle. The predominator and the predominated. So the predominated is prakriti, and the predominator is purusha. So the enjoyer is purusha, and the enjoyed is prakriti. So purusha abhiman means to have the mentality that I am the enjoyer. This is called asura sampat. This is the wealth of the demon, to think that I am the enjoyer. If you think you're the enjoyer, you're a demon. Ishwaraham aham bogi. Krishna is telling in 16th chapter of Gita, what is the purusha abhiman of the demon? Ishwaraham aham bogi. Ishwaraham, I am the controller. Ishwaraham aham bogi, I am the enjoyer. Balavan, I am very strong. Siddham, I am perfect. Sukhi, and I'm very happy. And if anybody gets in my way, I kill them. He is my enemy, and I have destroyed him. And my other enemy, I also destroy. Krishna describes in 16th chapter the characteristics, the lakshana, the mentality of the demon. So, specifically, Gopishwar Mahadev, he destroys purusha abhiman. These digpals, they destroy the purusha abhiman, because if one has purusha abhiman, he cannot enter the rasa dance. He cannot enter Braj to render service. Because in Braj, ekala ishvara krishna arasavya britya, there's only one purusha. The one purusha is Parama purusha Sri Krishna. And everyone else is prakriti. Everyone else and everything else is prakriti. Daivi prakriti. Spiritual energy. Enjoyed. Balaram, everyone is in the mood of prakriti. Everyone is in the mood of being enjoyed by Krishna. Everyone is in the mood of serving Krishna. Balaram is absorbed in the Sevananda. He's absorbed in the bliss of serving Krishna in his five different forms. Balaram has five different forms by which he serves Krishna. So this Advaitacharya, he can help us perfect our practice of Pancharatrika Vidhi so that we can rise to the platform of Raghunuga Sadhana and come to the platform of Shuddha Nam. Chanting without offense. Sri Ganadhar Pandit. So the idea is, in the morning, let me finish and then I'll summarize. Sri Ganadhar Pandit is the Bhava Shraya. Bhav. The shelter of Bhav, which is the initial stage of perfection and love of God. First comes Bhav, then comes Prem. Krishna Prem. In order to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely, and rise to the platform of Bhava Bhakti, one should always remember, pray to, and chant the names of Gadadhar Pandit. So he's a Bhava Shraya. Bhava Shraya, because he's Radharani. So he's in this mood of Bhav, Radhabhav, Radhabhav, Mahabhav. So we don't have any Bhav. Actually, we have Bhav. Do you know what our Bhav is? Jiva Goswami describes the Bhav as a conditioned soul. Do you know what the Bhav is called? Kam Bhav. K long A M. Kam. Kam Bhav. We are absorbed in the mood and mellow of enjoying the senses. Right? Indriya Priti. So that Kam Bhav must be replaced with Mahabhav, with Sevabhav. You've heard this term? Sevabhav. Now we have Kambhav, but that is not our sarup. That is not an eternal. Kam is not eternal. You can never exist in a platform of eternal Kam, because it is not our nature. It is not our sarup. Our sarup is eternal. Our sarup is Sevabhav. Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas. Nityadas means Sevabhav. That is our sarup. That is, sarup means my form, my eternal, unchangeable form. The soul is unchanging. The soul never changes. The soul is immovable and unchangeable. It's not withered by the wind or moistened by the water or burned by the fire, Krishna is telling in Gita. So this sarup is immovable. It's unchangeable. It's eternal. Nitya sarup. Siddhadeha, nitya deha. So that, when we attain that, then we never move. We don't come from there. Punarjanma navidyate. Krishna says in Gita, punarjanma navidyate. You don't take another birth, nayati. So Gadadhar, he's the shelter of this bhav, this seva bhav, this prema bhav is nothing but pure seva bhav. What is prema? What is prema bhav? Prema bhav is pure seva bhav, shuddha seva. We say kevala prema, shuddha bhakti, shuddha prema. Radharani is the purest servitor of the Lord, isn't it? And what kind of bhav does she have? Does she have seva bhav? She has so much seva bhav, such great, Radharani has such great unlimited seva bhav that it's called maha bhav. Right? Maha bhav. This means great bhav. Of course, there's two different divisions. Madanakya and Madan bhav and Mohan bhav. Madanakya and Mohan bhav. Mohanakya. These are divisions. But the bhav is called maha bhav. Mahabhav means Mahasevabhav. She's the greatest servitor. Aradhanam, Radhika. So we are little tiny servitors. We're Vaishnav Praya. We're almost Vaishnavas. We're aspiring. We're trying. So we have a drop of Sevabhav and we're trying to increase it. So we want to increase our Sevabhav because we're approaching the holy name for Seva. We want to serve the holy name. So, O Gadadhar Pandit, please give me Sevabhav. You are Bhava Shraya. I have no Seva Bhav. Prem Bhav, forget it. Mahabhav, forget it. I will attain Mahabhav when I attain my Sarup. When I attain my Mandri Sarup, I will attain Mahabhav. Because whatever Radharani is experiencing is reflected in the hearts of the Mandri. And I will also experience that Mahabhav. This is told. In fact, I will experience 10 million times more than Radharani. You can read in Adi Lila how much ecstasy that the Mandris experience in their service to Radharani, more than a million times more. The Ashraya experiences a million times more than the Vishai. You can read tightly Adi Lila, chapter 4. It's inconceivable. The servitors of the Lord, they experience a million times more bliss than the Lord. Can you imagine you work for somebody, you get a job in GK1 as a floor washer. You're washing the floors for the millionaire, the Kaurapati. You wash his floors, that's your duty. And he has all the money and all the Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all the airplanes and Learjets and computers and Rolex. He's got everything and one wife and 10 girlfriends and, you know, everything. And you're simply washing the floors. But you're enjoying 10 million times more than he is. How is that possible? It's impossible here in this world. The servant never enjoys more than the master. Impossible. The servant is always envious of the master. The servant is always envious of the master because the master has more. But in the spiritual world, the master is envious of the servant. The master is Krishna. He says, hey, wait a minute. All these servants are getting so much pleasure. This Radharani, she's experiencing happiness that I'm not experiencing. She's so happy. I can't understand this happiness and the bliss she feels. I have to become her. So Krishna has to become Radharani to experience the happiness she feels by serving him. That's why he becomes Mahaprabhu. Not that he becomes envious, that's the wrong word, there's no envy there. But he becomes desirous to understand, because he can figure it out that, wait a minute, I'm being served. She's the servitor, I'm the master, I'm the Lord, and she's my servant. But she's enjoying more than me. Hey, this is a mystery. This is a paradox. I'm mystified, I can't understand it. What is it in her that gives her such pleasure? She's enjoying a million times more than me. So then Krishna becomes Mahaprabhu, to understand. So this Bhava Shrayas Gadadhar. So we have a lot of Bhav. We need a lot of Bhav. So now Nityananda Prabhu is the Prema Shraya, the shelter of pure love of God, Krishna Prema. Crying for Nittai, begging for Nittai's mercy, and chanting Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga! This will help one quickly come to the stage of chanting Prem Nam. So Nityananda Prabhu, without his mercy, we can never attain shelter of Prem. An example is there in Raghunath Das Goswami. Because he attained the shelter of Prem Sarup, of Prem Purushottam. Prem Purushottam. Who is Prem Purushottam? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how did Raghunath Das attain his shelter? He only attained the shelter of Prem Purushottam by attaining the Prema Shraya of Nityananda. And that's told in the Panihati Leela. The Panihati Festival, which we celebrated a short time ago, Chiradari Festival, Chipped Rice Festival, commemorates the success that Raghunath Das Goswami attained by the mercy of Nityananda. It's impossible to attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Nityananda. So this story exemplifies that. So we pray to Lord Nityananda, please, you're the Prema Shraya. And what praying do I have? This chanting, I'm chanting the holy name, I'm chanting with full of aparad, but I'm supposed to chant Shuddha Nam, Prem Nam. So please bless me with Prem Nam, Prem Nam Sankirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Shraya, the shelter of many flavorful mellows of ecstasy experienced in pure love of God. He's Rasa Shraya. Why is he Rasa Shraya? Because he's Rasaraj Mahabhav. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna. And he's also Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. But in this case, Srupa Damodara Goswami is indicating in this particular point of Ashraya, he's the Rasa Shraya. What Ras? All the Rasas. Dasi Ras, Saki Ras, Vatsali Ras, and Madhuri Ras. Because he's Krishna. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna. So Rasaraj Sri Krishna appears as Lord Gauranga to taste the topmost amorous ecstasies of his most dearly beloved Srimati Radhika, the personification of Mahabhav, to rise to the perfectional stage of devotion, wherein one ever swims in the ocean of Prem Ras. One must always remember, pray to, and chant the holy name of Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sing the Panchatattva mantra, sink in the ocean of their causeless mercy, and then savor the sweet taste of Prem Nam Sankirtan. Prem Se Koho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Ki Jai. And the translation of that is, call out with love, Prem Se Koho. Right? Call out with love. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar, Srivas, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So, I think we'll stop there. So you can put the teachings into practice tomorrow morning when you chant japa, instead of running through the Panchatattva mantra in 1 millisecond. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, you can take a few minutes out, offer these prayers along the guidelines we gave by taking shelter of these five, the Pancha Shraya. We say Pancha Tattva, and now we're saying Pancha Shraya. They're giving us five shelters. Srivas Thakur is giving us a shelter of pure name, and Advaita Acharya is giving us a shelter of pure practice of bhakti. will help us purify our practice of bhakti, purify our vidhi, purify our practice of rules and regulations, and our behavior and our archan, puja. He's a pancharachik vidhyashraya. And then our Nityananda Prabhu, he's a premashraya, or rather Gadadhara Pandit, he is the bhavashraya. And Nityananda is the premashraya, and Lord Chaitanya is rasashraya. So all of these shelters are required for us to attain perfection. So now we see the Panchatattva in a new light, and how merciful they are, and how specific they are, and how accessible they are to us. So take advantage of the presentation offered by Srivast Thakur, and pray accordingly, and see the result. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.